Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So with a relatively few number of Liberal Democrat MPs in the House of Commons still, how might you think you could change the course of Brexit?
Relatively few for now. I'm seeking to get more Liberal Democrat MPs, not least we've got a parliamentary by-election coming up in Brecon and Radnorshire, which I've got high hopes for. But clearly what we have to do to stop Brexit is to work cross-party, as we have been doing. And I've been the leading Liberal Democrat in the People's Vote campaign, which has worked with people across MPs in the Labour Party, Conservative Party, Plaid Cymru, the SNP, Caroline Lucas from the Greens, to make the case that the decision on Brexit, now that we have a specific Brexit deal, should go back to the people. And it is that cross-party working that is how we will deliver the people's vote that can stop Brexit.
We have one MP here who was Change UK, now an independent. You think you might be able to tempt her over?
Well, we're obviously working with independent MPs as well on the campaign to stop Brexit. And Heidi is somebody who has been very involved in that people's vote campaign. And I think it is very positive when people can work together on a goal like securing a people's vote to stop Brexit. And I've found Heidi very easy to work with. Obviously, if there are people who share our liberal values who want to join the Liberal Democrats, I mean, we have seen more than 20,000 people join the Lib Dems in the last 6 weeks. So it's a popular thing to do. It's very much on trend at the moment, joining the Lib Dems. And I hope we will see more people join the Lib Dems, you know, here in Cambridge and indeed right across the country.
We've got, I think, Lib Dem members from across the eastern counties here tonight. What's your main non-Brexit pitch to them?
I think that we need to build a liberal movement so that we can transform our politics, our society and our economy in particular. We need an economy that works in the long term for people and our planet. And that has not been working well enough in recent years. So I think for me, this is about transformation. It is about renewing our country. And as Liberal Democrats, we can have a raft of policies on how we do that to be able to tackle the climate emergency and deal with the scourge of poverty and inequality. And it is so important that we do.
Normally, it's the tradition that opposition parties call for general elections. Do we really need one at this time?
Well, I think what we really need is a people's vote, because there is an impasse over Brexit and we do need to resolve that. And the way to do that is by putting a specific Brexit deal to the people and saying...
And what's the question? Is it one question? Is it two? Is it almost multiple choice?
I think ideally it should be the specific Brexit option that Brexiteers want to put forward against the choice to remain in the European Union. Now, Theresa May's deal has been what that option has been, but a new Prime Minister may have a different option. We will see. But it needs to be specific, because 3 years ago we had a blank canvas where Brexit was able to mean anything to anyone, and there still isn't consensus amongst Brexiteers about what it should mean. That is why this issue does need to go to the people and the public to have the final say once we have that detail of what the new Prime Minister is going to try to make Brexit.
I noticed that Rod Cantrell, who, if there were to be a general election, would be standing for the Lib Dems. I noticed he's wearing a Joe sticker tonight, just the one, because some people are wearing both. I guess it's kind of the more friendly nature, maybe, of this particular hustings. Do you think that there could be other Lib Dems in the eastern counties as well? I guess you've got Norton Lamb up in Norfolk, but potential for others?
Absolutely. I mean, I very much hope that we can win in Cambridge and elect Rod Cantrell as the MP, and I know he'll do an amazing job, just as Julian Hupper and David Howarth did previously. But I do want us to be winning in places that we haven't yet won. This is about reaching out at this huge moment of opportunity. There are millions of people in the country who share our liberal values. 105,000 of them are currently Lib Dem members, but we should be much more ambitious about reaching out to more. And that should mean that we can start to win seats in other parts of the country, and that would include here in the east of England.
Cambridge Breakfast.
The Lib Dems still, despite everything, have relatively few MPs in the House of Commons. So how do you then go about trying to stop Brexit?
Well, first of all, you work cross-party. And I think our amazing success in the local elections and the European elections, where we beat the Labour Party and the Conservative Party in a UK-wide election for the first time in 100 years, gives us a mandate to argue and to lead the case for a people's vote. And in Parliament, myself and my Liberal Democrat colleagues are doing that, working with those Conservative, Labour, SNP, Plaid MPs who share our views. And if you remember, the last time Parliament voted on a number of options, a people's vote was the most popular.
You never quite know those parliamentary options, do you? Because even, I think, the people's vote option seems to come through with wafer-thin majorities, and you only need a few MPs to go down with a cold or something, and it could change to the arithmetic.
Well, you're right. It's a very balanced parliament, but the people's vote got a lot better result than Mrs. May's Brexit deal. And I think with just a small number of Conservative MPs primarily moving to back a people's vote, that could go through Parliament. I know fairly certainly that there are at least a half a dozen members of the Cabinet at the moment who support a people's vote. And there are a lot in the junior ranks of the Conservative government, but they need the whip taken away from them. And I think we could see a very interesting outcome if we are asked to vote on that issue again.
We saw the Change UK MPs, some of whom, of course, have then since become Lib Dems. We've had the likes of Chukwuemunu, of course, joining the Lib Dems. Will we see more of that sort of thing happening as almost the post-Brexit world sorts itself out?
I think political realignment has never been more on the cards. You have a Tory Brexit government that has gone to the right, and there are an awful lot of Conservative MPs who are unhappy with that, not just because they're Remain, but also because they don't like some of the right-wing policies of the people like Johnson and the ERG. And equally on the Labour side, there's no doubt that Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell have taken the Labour Party to the far left. Momentum and the far left are now running that party, and you only have to talk to a few Labour MPs to know how unhappy they are. So given that situation, you're seeing pro-EU Liberal Tories looking at the Liberal Democrats, you're seeing pro-EU Social Democrat Labour MPs looking at the Liberal Democrats, and I think the only missing ingredient at the moment is us moving from in the early 20s, where we seem to be polling at the moment, to the early 30s. And that is possible. My leadership would be about making greater clarity on what Liberal Democrats are about, not just stopping Brexit, but on a whole range of other issues. And if we can get a few extra points in the opinion polls, then that political realignment becomes possible.
That's the problem. My mind goes back to the SDP in the mid-1980s, and they'd had a fantastic percentage share at one point. Of course, that, because of the way things work, didn't necessarily translate into seats. So I guess you need a shift which takes you not only able to regain Cambridge, which you've held not that far back, but also some of the more, shall we say, stronger seats for either of the two main parties.
Well, I think there are seats in the east of England like St Albans, like Chelmsford, just to name two, Watford, that all would be on a hit list for the Liberal Democrats if we are on the march, as I believe we can and will be. I think we can really surprise people at the next election. And if we're not the largest party, which would be my aim, no cap on ambitions for the Liberal Democrats under my leadership, we could still have a huge number of Liberal Democrat MPs and hold the balance of power and keep either the largest party, whether it's Labour or Tory, keep them mean, keep them honest. We wouldn't go into coalition with them, but we'd vote issue by issue to make sure that that government had to respond to the people and to Liberal Democrat policies.
We have a collection of Lib Dems here from the eastern counties tonight. What's your big pitch beyond Brexit? What's the one thing that you'd like to offer them?
Well, I think it's not just stopping Brexit. We've got to heal the wounds created by Brexit. We've got to tackle inequality. We've got to reach out and support those communities that have been left behind. And we also need to tackle the climate emergency. As the former Cabinet Minister for Energy and Climate Change, I managed to nearly quadruple Britain's renewable power, make us the world leader in offshore wind. And as an economist, I have a plan to green our economy. And my other big pitch is I want Britain to be the world leader in education, the best educated country in the world within a decade. So the environment, education and healing the divisions, that's my pitch.
Cambridge 105 Radio.